Welcome, In Breathing Air, Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and happy holidays to you. I hope you've had a wonderful day, and I have a very special, special treat for you today. This is a gift literally from the universe to you. I have not met a woman who has had such an impact on my life in a long time. Serene Love serves the universe as an international speaker, author, intuitive, life and business coach. She is a catalyst for resolving personal, emotional, business issues with lightning speed, and I can attest she truly does. Serene is a powerful and unique energy worker that has been given the gift of seeing far beyond the normal dimensions of time and space. She begins her life work as a physical therapist, received her BS in physical therapy from the University of Colorado. During her career, she realized the importance of the mind, body, and spirit working together to create the whole of who we really are. She learned how the power of thoughts can influence the body and the physical illness. With this understanding, she became passionate and the basis of the work she does now. Hello, Serene. How are you doing?
I'm doing magnificent. How are you?
Oh, magnificent.
I agree.
Now, you spent a lot of time developing the way you do a healing. Can you explain exactly? I mean, you have a wonderful website, shareenlove.com, and that's SHARINELOVE.com. Just now up. I'm looking at it now. It's beautiful. You have information on a variety of services that you have, and there's so many things that you do, and they all very quickly. I was very blessed by having a session with you, and what a difference it's made. Really, very much, totally changed a lot of things in my life, and a lot more clarity than I've had in my life in a long time. Much clearer than I've had in a while. So, what is the magic that you do so well?
Do know that I'm in awe of the work that I do the same way that the people who experience it are. I've been able to reach a level of spiritual gift that as I grew and dedicated myself to my own spiritual evolution, the spiritual gifts just kept coming. And the impact that they had on me and my own healing and the impact that they have on others is tremendous. And every time that results are gained by someone, I'm in awe the same way that they are, the same way that you are, Jennifer, now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been given the first one that I was aware of was that I was intuitive and didn't know it. And that happened about 30 years ago. And I realized, being in very abusive relationships, that I needed some help. And I started meditating on a very regular basis, at least twice a day, at least an hour each. And that dedication to my own intuition and my own guidance and my own healing allowed me to have the spiritual gifts that I have now. I can see energy. I can feel energy. I can look at someone and know how their brain processes. I've been able to help people who've recently had strokes adjust how their brains work so that they have more memory and more insight into their life and more happiness. I've done the same thing with people with ADD and learning disabilities. And that just comes from being able to see energy. Mm-hmm. I can scan a person's body. whether it's remotely or they're in my physical presence, know where the energy is flowing, where it isn't, and then know what stopped it. It's almost always an emotion or some situation that had an emotional aspect to it that blocked that energy and ended up being in a particular body part. Sometimes we can catch it before it becomes a symptom. And from there, I was able to start seeing dimensions that were certainly beyond three. I've made it up to 360 dimensions that I can perceive and tell what energy is in them, the force field, because dimensions are like the dimensions of a person's life, in that the first dimension has your identity, what you think or who you think you are. Mm-hmm. Second is how you relate to yourself, how you relate to other people. It's like that's where feelings of self-worth are, how your relationship with yourself. The third dimension is how you relate to being physical. Fourth dimension is how you relate to being in time, like your whole entire existence. How you relate to the past, to the present, if you're looking forward to the future or afraid of it. On and on and on. So once I was able to perceive dimensions, I could, again, either remotely or in someone's physical presence, know exactly what issues they were working on and help them clear that. And then as soon as I was able to do that very well and clear myself out and other people, I was given the ability to tune into why a soul incarnates, why we come on this planet at all, why we as a soul end up being in a human body on a planet Earth. And by being able to understand what lessons or what issues the soul is trying to resolve, I realized that if I had the names of their relatives, I could trace what issues the entire family have been working on back hundreds of generations. And
so, go ahead. Let me just add, just to get a clarification. So basically what you're saying is, for generations, we basically are trying to learn the same thing.
Yes. Every person on this planet is learning the same basic lessons. And we tend to have learned so much from our relatives and from our significant relationships, whether we married them or dated them or had them as best friends or just had them as people in our life that just irritated us. All of those emotional reactions are there because your soul is working on releasing any unresolved issue that it ever had. And if you believe in past lives, then you can say, well, it's something that I did in past life that I'm still working on. Or you can just understand that it came in on your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Because your DNA is the end result of all those generations. And people, I know, already understand that DNA carries eye color and tendency to height and even some tendency to diseases. But it also carries personality traits. It also carries emotions. That's why you can breed dogs that are calmer and breed dogs that are more hyper.
Mm-hmm.
Because those personality traits are still on the DNA. And so we as souls end up in families and in groups that are all sharing the same issues. We're attracted to people to have relationships with because they're working on the same issues we are. When I wrote my book, I gave them, really it's a workshop, it's not a book. When I wrote my workshop, I gave an example that if I were to put you into a room of a million people, it would be like you have a neon sign on you saying, okay, I'm working on this issue, that issue, and that issue, and I've got this much more to resolve. Any volunteers?
Mm-hmm.
And the people working on those same issues would be attracted to you, and anybody who had resolved them wouldn't want to be around you. Or if they were resolving them in a different way or at a different intensity. So we all attract people like our parents until we finally resolve our childhood issues. That's just an example of what a soul does without us ever being conscious of it. Every relationship, every situation, every emotional reaction, every button that you've got, and every button that anyone on the planet has, is an unresolved issue that is now being right smack dab in front of you in your life to resolve. And so I've been able to receive this gift of being able to understand the issues that you, any particular person, and their family, ancestors, and significant relationships are working on. And then with me going into an altered state of consciousness, working with spirit to help release all of that drama and trauma and gain real high levels of divine wisdom instead. And I do that, plus I also can help people release any limitations to their joy, health, wealth, relationships, and intuition, which I think covers life.
That's right. Yeah, that's just, that covers just about everything.
Just about everything I've experienced. It's either my health or my wealth or my relationships or something.
Right.
Not feeling joyful enough. So I have two main products that I do. One is the workshop that I now have in book form, and very soon I will have it in audio CD form, that explains from a soul level what we're all doing here and what our relationships are about. And then it comes with over 2 hours of meditations that help a person release those issues. And rather than being programmed from your ego, you get to be programmed from your soul and divine wisdom. And it has dramatic results.
Yes, and the name of that book is From Baggage to Bliss in 5 Classes.
Right.
And it really is very, states it like it is.
Yeah, I try to make it simple and direct, and every sentence will teach you something. There's no fluff in that book.
No.
There's no fluff.
And the CDs are, I've listened to the meditations. They're incredible. In fact, would you like to do one of the meditations now to get things going? And I know there is a caller. If you will be patient, we will get you in just a few minutes. I don't want to say I've forgotten about you. I haven't. I would like to get this one meditation started, and then we will see where it goes from there. Okay.
Okay.
So
I like to come up with quick tips on how to be happy immediately. Gratitude is probably the easiest way to be happy immediately. If you're in anger, anxiety, depression, if you can find anything to be in gratitude to appreciate, it'll break that cycle. So it's like if you get angry at traffic, then be glad you're safe and they didn't hit you. Okay?
Right.
If you're depressed, be glad you got a bed to lay in. If you're anxious, be glad right now you're alone and no one's bothering you, whatever it is. And the other visualization that I like to use is a quick way to feel wonderful. And if everyone that's listening will tune into or imagine or see or just think about a light inside your heart. And that light, put it on a dimmer switch so that you can increase its size and increase its intensity. And then just gradually start turning up that dimmer switch till that light fills your entire heart. And then it expands and fills your entire chest, so it's filling your lungs. That's it. Perfect. and then expand it into your abdomen so it fills all of your organs, and then down into your pelvis, and the light keeps getting brighter and bigger, and now it starts going down your legs and goes all the way down to the tips of your toes. Then it goes up across your shoulders, down your arms to your fingertips, and then up your neck into your head. And then keep expanding that light so it not only fills you, but penetrates right through you and starts surrounding you. So you are filled with light and surrounded by light. And then just take that light as far out as you want it to go. You can fill the room. You can fill your house. You can fill the town, whatever feels comfortable to you. And that takes less than a minute. And how do you feel, Jennifer?
Oh, wonderful.
Isn't that nice?
I'm flying.
It's a way to give yourself a hug. And all of those other emotions you could have been having just aren't there when you're filled with light.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it works very well.
It does. I use it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you ready to take questions, or do you want...
I am.
Okay, is the caller still available? Well, I'm not sure we have a caller still. If the caller would call back... we'll get you on the air as soon as we can. But I'm going to continue on with this wonderful lady and her book, her workshop. How long, I mean, you actually were in bed for a long time.
About 14 years.
and during that time, did you realize that, you know, you're going for quite the trip?
When I was in my last paid job, I worked as in middle management in corporate America in the state of Idaho, and I didn't know I was getting ill from the stress. I did not realize it because I was pumping adrenaline all the time and never stopped to really think about myself. I was always in service, so I got out of balance. And during that time, I realized that I was dying. That's the wrong word. I realized I was going to die. I didn't know how, but I just knew that it was time for me to die. And my mother came to visit, and I told her not to worry about me. I had work to do with the angels, and she got so depressed that I talked it over with spirit, and I re-upped, which means I signed up for another lifetime in the same body. And within a few months of that, I left Idaho, drove to Arizona to take care of my mother, and by the time I got here, I was bedridden, and I had not realized that I had been sick for over a year. And so I was bedridden to the point that I couldn't sit up for more than a few minutes, and it took probably about 5 years before I could sit up for an hour without crying. And I knew that there was a spiritual reason for it, a physical mm-hmm. reason for it, a mental reason for it, and an emotional reason. And I spent that time healing myself and meditating constantly. And I knew layer by layer that I was healing myself and accessing higher levels of consciousness. And it turned out after 9 years, I guess, that my guidance told me that I had heavy metal toxicity
mm-hmm.
and a root canal that was still infected 9 years later.
Wow.
And I detoxed my body of heavy metals,
mm-hmm.
and I came alive again. My brain started to work. My memory came back. I was able to be physical and functional and start taking clients again. And then I got a new assignment from Spirit and was asked to meditate a minimum of 12 hours a day. And I was already, you know, not doing a lot other than a few clients. And so I just slipped that into my lifetime, and it took another few years. Mm-hmm. And then this past July, I went to visit a friend of mine in India who was visiting in Los Angeles. And other friends were giving him a party. And I met some people at that party that helped me realize that the world really needed me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out of bed, and I've been real busy ever since.
And yes, you have.
It's wonderful. The results I'm getting are the direct result of me being taught how to heal myself.
Mm-hmm.
And being taught how to reach higher levels of consciousness and how to clear out my emotional baggage. And
mm-hmm.
that's who I am now.
We are back on, and if you do have a serious question, please call in. I appreciate you all listening, and Shireen Love does have a wonderful service to give this to anyone who is interested. And we are talking to Shireen Love, who is a healer that has the gift to heal family karma throughout the DNA of that person. I recently did have a session with her, and it is amazing. Hello, caller.
Hello. Yes. Mary Jane.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What is your name?
My name is Robin.
Hi, Robin. How are you doing?
Fine. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
Today is Christmas, obviously. I spent the holidays by myself when my children were gone. I kind of expected one person at least call and say Merry Christmas, but he didn't call and say anything towards me. I'm thinking about scratching that person completely out of my life. And I was wondering, is that a good idea?
Okay, so you're asking for a psychic reading?
I guess, yes. Yeah.
Okay. What is the person's name?
Alfred.
Alfred. Shireen, do you do psychic readings at all? Hello?
You got that?
Okay. Basically, I'm getting there's still something for you to learn.
For me to learn?
Yeah.
Oh. Like what?
They don't tell me what your lessons are. If Shireen was here, she might be able to do it. I'm not sure what happened to Shireen. But I'm getting there something still for you. I'm done. It's not time yet.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. You'll know exactly when it's time. You won't question it.
I won't question it?
You will not question it.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Is that sometime soon, or?
That's free will. I can't tell you exactly when it's going to be. They're not showing me that. They're just saying you will not question exactly when you're supposed to let go of this person.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of shifting energies, a lot of people are changing, and a lot of people are surprising other people.
Okay, because I know this person's been like this back and forth the whole time. That's why I was wondering just kind of.
I am getting you will not question it.
Okay.
And until you're firmly into that place, it
mm-hmm.
isn't time to let go.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
And Shireen has gone off. Her website is shireenlove.com?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a wonderful site. She does wonderful work.
Yeah, this, I was on the line when she did the a quick way to feel wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that because I've been sitting here by myself. It's kind of weird because all my children have went with their father for the holidays, so I'm kind of
right.
stuck by myself.
Well, I appreciate you listening.
Oh, yeah, I'm listening still. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Shireen? Did we lose Shireen? I think we did. We were talking to Shireen Love. If you have a question, I'm going to see if we can't get her back on the line because I think we did lose her somehow. If Shireen is calling, the phone number actually for the station is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, it is 888-815-9756. We were talking to Shireen Love, and she does have a wonderful website, shireenlove.com. She is available for doing healings, and it's pretty intense healings. My own experience was extreme bliss right after it. And then a few days later, all the emotions that I needed to deal with came up to the surface. And if you've done any kind of processing of your issues and stuff, that tends to happen. So I've done this through before, and so it really just came to the surface. Everything I was really left to learn, I was given the blessing of being able to see exactly what it was, and slowly but surely it is all fading. All those triggers are fading away. And more I am getting that blissful feeling constantly. And it really is a beautiful thing. Things are shifting and changing with me in many ways. I'm getting more ideas. And I know that Shireen did want to make sure that everybody understands that if you start a project in this year, which is a 1 year, it is a great time to start it. I know it's the end of the year. Everybody's kind of pooped out from the holidays. But if you start a project this year, it will be very successful next year. So if you have any ideas and you've been holding off on it, I truly am telling you that it'd be a good time to go ahead, start planning out those projects that you've been thinking about. Anything that has been incomplete, which is my alley, my situation, and they tell me very definitely to get those projects out, see what I really want to do with them, and move forward. So it is a wonderful time still. You've got 5 days to 5, 6 days to really move forward in those goals that you want to produce. The energy right now, as we have talked about for the last 3 weeks, is one that manifestation is coming around. We are giving the healings like Shireen Love to clear out the garbage that's getting in our way so we can truly create the life that we want, heaven on Mother Earth. And it is a beautiful new beginning for all of us. It's new beginning, so start what you really want to do, and it is going to manifest. It will be very successful. Just keep the love, the faith, and the trust in that project, and the passion and everything you need will show up in divine timing. You just need to have a little bit of patience and a lot of action. But don't force it, because that really isn't going to help it. Sit in the stillness, find your garden, your guidance, and move forward with it. So if Dawn is listening, I'm going to ask that we take a few-minute break, see if we can't get Shireen Love back on the line, and we'll be right back in a few minutes. Hopefully Dawn is hearing me. Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman. You are listening to AIR. And our guest today is Shireen Love. We're having some technical difficulties, and we're trying to get her back on the air. And we're going to try and get Shireen Love back on the line and we will be back in just a few seconds. Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and you are listening to AIR. I appreciate you coming back. We've got the technical difficulties hopefully taken care of. We do have Shireen Love back on with us. Welcome back. Shireen?
I'm Shireen. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Is this Sharon?
Yes, this is Sharon.
Okay. I think they called the wrong person.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again. We will try again. I apologize for this. If Shireen Love is listening, if you could call into the station at 877-876-5227. We'll get you back on the air, and we can finish this. Right now, there is a lot of energy, and I guess our energy is so high that we just are messing with the system. Shireen's energy is pure bliss. It is really amazing energy that I highly recommend that people go and check out her website, check out the information she has. She does have a book. Once again, it is called Baggage to Bliss in 5 Classes. It is available on her website, shireenlove.com. It's also available on Amazon. I would go to her website first. I think that's a much better place to go. She is going to be having it on audio very soon, and I believe she's going to be breaking this up in the individual classes as well. So if you just want one class at a time, you'll be able to do that. It is well worth the investment to check this out, and this is a self-paced workshop that she has developed. She used to teach this class, this workshop, and now she's put it in a book form so you can do it yourself. If you would like, you can go to her website, and you can schedule an appointment with her to get the healing done. I know that she's got many speaking engagements that pop up, and if you check out her website, I'm sure there's places that you can find exactly where she is going to be coming very soon, or you can contact her, and she will let you know where she is if she's going to be in your... Hi, we're going to go on break again, try and correct the problems, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Hold on. We'll be right back. We really appreciate you standing by and listening to this wonderful program today. We are talking to Shireen Love, who is a very powerful healer with the ability to help you get through your karma really, really quick. Shireen, are you there?
I sure am.
Yay!
I know, the wonders of miraculous computers.
I was just saying that our energies are so, your energy is just messing with things because it's so high voltage.
I now ask Spirit to adjust my energy so that it is compatible with all electrical appliances and systems. That's what I have to do in my own house so I don't blow out my TV or my computer.
I think I better do that. I've been blowing out so many light bulbs, it's not even funny.
Yep.
And we do have a caller. Let's take the caller real quick. Hello, caller.
Hi, how's it going?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Glad Shireen got back with us.
Yes, so am I.
Me
and what
too.
Is your name?
My name's JoJo.
Hi, JoJo. Thank you so much for calling in. And what's your question for Shireen?
It seems like you have a pretty good handle on DNA, Shireen.
Yep.
And my question would be, like, is there like a general guideline? You hear so many things these days about 12 strands of 12 strands of DNA or 24 strands or 8 strands or all this stuff. I mean, is there, you know, what's kind of the next step for us in reality? Like, are we going from 2 strands to 3 strands or what?
Well, the work that I do never got explained according to strands and DNA.
Okay.
The work that I do got explained in terms of dimensions and personality traits, karmic patterns, and so I don't physically or even psychically see the different strands of DNA. I just know what's on it. So what we as humanity are going through, I think, is the real question. Is that accurate, JoJo?
Yeah.
All right. We are going through the biggest, fastest transformation in what I call spiritual evolution ever in the universe. It is faster than ever expected, and I would say more successful than ever expected. As an individual soul, we have our own lessons that we're learning, but we're also part of groups. It's like you're part of your family, and that's like a group soul. And then if you have a profession, or you're a man or you're a woman, you've got a group soul for that too. It's like women tend to handle a lot of the same issues, men tend to handle a lot of the same issues. And so first we handle our own baggage, trying to heal ourselves. Then we handle and start working on our family issues, and then the different groups, and pretty soon humanity. About 2.5 years ago, I made it to the universal level, which means that now I am working not only on humans, but on every species that exists. And believe me, I thought I was crazy too. Until it ended up being that I was so accurate on all these other things that I had to start believing myself and my intuition even more. And so the way I see it, humanity is ripe for ascension. What that means is that the entire vibratory rate of the planet and every human is being raised up to a higher level. So some people call it, you know, 24-strand DNA. Some people call it the fifth dimension. You can call it anything you want. We are all evolving very, very rapidly. Having baggage now is more uncomfortable than it has ever been. You can't hide it under the rug. You can't hide poverty consciousness or relationship issues anymore and just wait for them to resolve. We really all have to, as a group, help each other on this planet. The way that ascension was explained to me in my meditation was that humanity, in fact, the whole universe, is going through a step-by-step process to get to that higher level or that higher vibratory rate or that higher level of evolution. And what we're going towards now is unity. And it's on the road to oneness. So the way that the planet's been run now, or before, all right, is we're all pretty self-centered. We feel separate from other people. We feel separate from the divine, from our creator or source, or depends on what words you want to use. But we all feel like we're separate humans. And the financial situation going on the planet now is the result of greed, of the thought that I got to get mine, and it doesn't matter what happens to anybody else as a consequence. And people were getting mortgages that they knew they couldn't pay. And it's, well, I got my house. Let's see somebody try to take it away from me, or I don't have to repay my mortgage, or something happened where all of a sudden circumstances changed. The same thing was going on in Wall Street, where certain investors or high-profile people were with the greed of me first, it doesn't matter who it affects. what happened as a result of the consequences of those actions and those attitudes is that entire countries had to get together to find what is the best way to handle finances for the highest and best interest of all involved. That sounds pretty holy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But we're all doing it. Every individual in America had to realize that what we do with our finances affects everybody else in the world. It affects people in Japan and every other country. So we're now learning to take self-responsibility on an individual basis, starting to work together in groups to support each other, working together in groups of countries, and the whole United States government has to work together to help every bit of America and therefore the world. So ascension is getting us towards unity to make decisions that are for the highest and best of all involved rather than us all being in fear and feeling separate. So it didn't get explained to me in terms of 2, 12 or 24 strands of DNA. It got explained to me that way. Does that help you, JoJo?
It really does. I think your explanation is much more eloquent than just some scientific, well, once we get to that 12 strand, then we'll be okay. You know,
yeah.
Leave
but
a little
what does
bit
that
of a gap.
All right? And so what's happening to every single one of us is a very rapid drawing into groups and self-responsibility as well as looking out for everyone. That's why, how can we help other countries and not go broke ourselves?
Right.
And how, things like that. So that's ascension to me. And that's what we're all going through on this planet.
That's a very grounding statement, isn't it? Don't you think, JoJo?
Yeah, because what's happening.
Right.
And so this is not a crisis that we're going through. This is a birth process of unity consciousness. And every single soul is being called to work as a group, not just as an individual. We take individual responsibility and responsibility for anyone else that we can assist.
And when you talk about your process and how you've gone up the rung, so to speak, to where you're a universal healer.
Right.
I mean, obviously with the work you do, you can kind of see where other people are.
Yes, I can.
And facilitate, and those are some of the services you offer through your website.
Right. I can do individual one-on-one clearing of family issues and personal limitations, and I can also do it in a group. I just last week was in Los Angeles working at a women's shelter that had a population of young mothers who were either recovering from substance abuse, domestic violence, or just recently got out of jail. And I was able to do the clearing on 30 people at once. And so I will be setting up conference calls, teleseminars, as well as workshops in large cities around the country to do this in groups. Because the faster we do it, the better.
Mm-hmm. And when you say the clearing, is it something that you do once and it's done?
Yes. If I find, as I'm doing this, that anyone that I've already worked on ends up still having a major issue, then I clear them of that issue and then adjust the big clearing that I do to include that.
That's something she did. I was having an issue. Something was hidden in it. It popped up probably 2-3 days afterwards. And she did. She went in there again, and we did the clearing once again on that issue, and we made sure everything else was back in order. Mm-hmm. So
it's
a done deal.
It takes some time to integrate all the changes because when you have a session with me, there's so much that has changed, so much that's gone, so much new wisdom that it takes a while to what I call integrated.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I find people have told me within 2 hours, I got a call after a session, and the woman said, my son came home from work, and for the first time, he did not yell at his teenage daughter and was happy, and I have never seen him do that before. I've had people tell me that their next family gathering, everyone was getting along better than they ever had. I've had people who have had sibling rivalry since the moment of the brother's birth, and then they're fighting over inheritance, and next thing I know, it's all resolved, and they're working together as a unit to resolve the issues.
Mm-hmm. And I did immediately see a difference with my relationship with my parents. Immediately.
I've had people, the session wasn't even fully done, and the man said, I can forgive my father now. And he went to his father and had an endearing relationship with him, and the father died a couple months later, but it was all resolved by the time that that happened, rather than staying in regret and guilt and anger. So people still have emotions after they work with me, but
yeah,
everything resolves faster.
And does this relate at all to like what the kahunas do? The kahuna, you know, working with the inner child, nurturing it basically and releasing things, or is this something completely
yes.
different?
As far as I can tell, all of those other healers do wonderful work. And yes, there are some who are not as evolved as they want you to believe, but at the same time, the kahunas that you're talking about do wonderful work. What they do is help you with your specific issues. What I do is I help you with not only your issues, but your families and all significant people in your life, and I go back hundreds of generations.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so it's much bigger in scope.
I had about 30 people on my list, wouldn't you
yeah.
say?
Yes, I
if
would have
more.
And that it really all started when I realized that everything that happens to us is a message from your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a physical symptom, whether it is a relationship that works, and a relationship that's irritating, they're all messages from your soul. We have buttons as a result of unresolved issues.
Mm-hmm.
And any leftover emotional reactions to anything keeps you from fast evolution. In other words, if you think of anything that's ever happened to you in your life, and you have an emotional reaction when you think about it, you're no longer enjoying the present. Your mind, your emotions, and every cell in your body is reacting as if that was happening right then and there. You go from the present into the past and start reliving it.
Yeah.
And that keeps you from gaining wisdom because you're not at all objective about it. You're still reacting. And so kahuna work helps release those emotions. So do a lot of other energy workers. They help release the effects of the past. I just have found that the work I do is very thorough, but I also work with other healers. They call me and mm-hmm. say, okay, I finished working with this person, and then I'll tell them if there's anything else for them to do, anything else that person can handle, how effective they are. Most of the time they're doing wonderful, and I just need to fine-tune it. I have people who are business consultants that have a problem client and will do a release of that client's issues, that karmic patterns. And next thing you know, rather than being an irritating, resistant client, they're cooperative, they're appreciative, they're open, they start to change, and then that business consultant, who's my client, looks wonderful. So I'm people's support system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not your competition. I help healers get to a higher level of healing. I help people understand more about themselves and others. So if you're a counselor, I'll help you understand humans even more than you do now. So I'm just, I up-level people. My basic line, logo, whatever, tagline, that's the word, I'm new to this,
yes,
is you are totally magnificent. When you really say that, hear it, and feel it, you know it's true. And what my job is that I've chosen and accepted is to help you have that feeling of your magnificence more and more and more in your everyday life. What I do has to be practical. It has to be, I feel better waking up in the morning. I feel better going to work. I feel better in my relationships at home. I feel better in my relationships with my family. I'm calmer when I drive. Whatever it is, it has to be practical. And so that's the work that I do with people, so that if it's karma that makes you angry all the time, we'll get rid of the karma. If you tend to be depressed or go into anxiety attacks, we'll get rid of that, and then you can start enjoying life and feeling your magnificence. So I know that's a whole lot more than whether we're going from two strand on up to DNA, but I think I answered your question.
You definitely did. And do you teach what you do? Or, I mean, after meditating for 14 years, I can respect that you might have your own thing that you help other people with, but you might not be able to teach exactly what you do.
I am looking for people who will be able to continue this work.
Okay.
The way that I am sure would happen would be someone who's already on the path and is already open, and then we help them clear their karma, and then they get more and more able to access higher levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also know that I'm going to end up putting this on video,
mm-hmm,
so that people around the world can experience it, and then I would need assistance to be able to help that and be the monitors, et cetera.
Okay.
So right now I don't know specifically who I can teach to do this, but everybody right now is evolving so fast, I am sure that there will be people who will reach a level that I can teach how to do this.
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds good to me, and I'd like to contact you off air.
Please do. Please do.
Okay,
thank you
website
so much,
again.
Thanks.
We can give you my website as well as my phone number.
Yeah, I'm on the website. Is your phone number there?
No, but the last page is contact. You can be the first one to use that because the website's only been up a day or so.
Okay. I'll send you a message through that to get your phone number.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, JoJo.
Thank you, JoJo.
Bye.
Bye. Now, we've got about 15 minutes left. Did you want to do another meditation?
I would love to.
Okay.
Right. We don't have any other callers, right?
Not at this
time,
so I'm going to ask Dawn not to put any more callers through because we're going to do a meditation.
All right.
And it's all yours.
Good. What I'm going to do now is to help you understand or experience a meditation, a visualization to help you release some of your own issues that you know you've got, help you heal yourself, and get wisdom instead. And the visualization is going to start the same way that we did the last short one of having the light in your heart. And so start expanding the light in your heart. That's it. And then expand it throughout your chest, throughout your abdomen, and then go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Then go across your shoulders to the tips of your fingertips, up into your head. And then expand it in all directions. And notice that only took you a couple seconds. Now, inside of you is your little child. And it's the part of your little child that may still have some fears or some anger or some depression. It's the reactive part of you that comes up on automatic and has all these automatic emotions. We call that the ego, but all that the ego is any unresolved fear from the little child that hasn't quite learned how to resolve an issue without coming into fear. So find that little child inside of you. It'll be at any age when it first experienced fear. It can be in any part of your body. It can be in your heart. It can be in your abdomen. Could be anywhere. And I want you to take that little child and bring it really close to your heart. And I want you to take that little child and tell it, thank you for being afraid because you taught me courage. My intuition and I, my divine self and I, can handle life now. It's time for you to play. You can relax and play now. And I want you to take that inner child and I want you to take it right into your heart that is already filled with light. And I want you to feel that inner child being filled with light. And see a big smile coming on its face. Great. Now, keep expanding that heart light out in all directions. And then see it encased in a bubble. That bubble can be any size you want it to be. Can fill up the whole room or even bigger and just expand all of your light into the bubble. Now I want you to ask your own soul, your own mind, if there's any issue now that it is best that you clear. If there is any issue in your life that you would like more wisdom on, that's the issue that we're going to work on. And as soon as you've identified what that issue is, inside the bubble with you, that issue is like it's darkness, like it's a dark cloud. But just a little area of darkness in your light, in your life that needs more wisdom and more light. And how do you get rid of darkness? You just flood it with light and the darkness goes away. So what I want you to do is send that heart light directly into that darkness and just see that darkness melting. And getting lighter and lighter and lighter until it is filled with light and that is gone. And all of the emotions and all of the judgments and all of the feelings of rejection and betrayal and all of the struggle that was part of that dark energy is now being filled with light. Now, you and the bubble are all light. And we're going to put colors into the bubble and every cell of your body. And as we do that, I'm going to tell you what the colors are and what their gifts for you are. And the colors will fill the entire bubble and every cell, as well as give you their gifts. And the first colors that come in are always gold. That is divine wisdom. Antique gold brings wisdom of the past, yellow gold wisdom of the present, rose gold wisdom of the future. And they fill, all three shades of gold are now filling the entire bubble and every cell of your body. And the next color that comes in is silver. That's divine discernment. That will help you in any decisions having to do with those issues. And the silver fills the bubble and every cell of your body. And the next color that comes in is yellow, and that is joy. And again, that yellow, that joy is filling every cell and the entire bubble. And then the next color that comes in is pink. And that is self-love, self-respect, and self-nurturing. And the pink fills all cells and the entire bubble. And the next colors that come in are shades of blue. That's for divine communication. Your communication with yourself to be honoring and supportive, as well as your communication with others and your communication with the divine. And those shades of blue fill the bubble in every cell. And then shades of green come in for healing your heart and expanding your heart energy through all transitions and changes. And then red comes in for vitality. Orange comes in, and orange increases creativity and balances all sexual energy. And then shades of purple come in to ease you through this transition. And then divine masculine and divine feminine come in. Divine masculine is slate blue, a blue-gray. Divine feminine is a deep rose. They come in together to balance your masculine and feminine energy, giving and receiving action and receptivity. And now everyone's going to be flooded with white light. And we're complete. Just stay in that feeling.
And you'll have a very good night's sleep if you can sleep.
You'll have a wonderful night's sleep, and you'll also find that you get wisdom about those issues that you just dissolved and filled with light.
And it just literally just clears everything out. It's a wonderful feeling. And you do get similar or if not, the same in your book, correct? The meditation?
Yes.
And again, the book is From Baggage to Bliss in 5 classes. It is Shireen Love. She does have a wonderful website to get in touch with her so you can get your issues dealt with so you can have fun times. And Shireen, when we're having difficulties, I did mention that this is a time to really start projects and they will be successful.
Right.
Next year.
2008 is a year of new beginnings. I think between the new president and the new financial situations going on, there's a lot of newness going on. If you have any projects that you have in your mind that you'd like to start, do it before the end of the year. And then they will be much more successful in 2009 because that's an expansion year.
Okay,
so
now let me
start
ask.
It
let
now
ask.
And then it'll expand.
Okay,
say that again?
Can you, my question is, if you just take that one step, like making a phone call, is that enough to start the process? Or
as
does
long,
it have to be...
you want to bring it into the physical. So if you planned and a phone call is the first step to bring it into the physical, you have started it.
Okay.
Just be willing to do something physical. It's like I know I'm going on a world tour, so I made sure that I had that workshop that I did in Los Angeles for the Substance Abuse Center, because
right.
everything will grow and expand from there.
Right.
Okay. So, yes, yeah, sometimes it's as simple as a phone call. Sometimes it's as simple as writing down your intention and the steps that you know you're going to need to take, because
right.
then it's still formulated and you have begun. It is in the physical. It is written. And then you'll get guidance, and your own intuition will start helping things fall into place.
And the flow will start.
Yes.
And also, just a bonus, when everything starts just falling into place perfectly, it is an amazing experience to have happen.
Wonderful.
So,
I agree.
Yeah. So once again, this is Serene Love we've been talking to. Again, I just love her to pieces. I have great gratitude and great thoughts of this woman. She is a wonderful healer. She's a wonderful person. Her website, again, is SereneLove.com. And you can contact her through there.
I think you need to spell Shireen, though.
Okay, Shireen is SHARINE. love.com is the website. Please get online and send her an email. We do hope that this has been a wonderful experience for you. Just to get a little bit of a preview of the possibilities. So think of it this way. You have started a new project, and it's going to be very successful next year.
Yeah,
if you think of it that way, by just listening to this program. Which I do want to take a little time and say thank you very much for listening. You are an awesome audience. I am very blessed to be able to do this show and to show you the wisdom that I've been given and the guidance that many, many people who have been on this show this last year have shared with you. And I do appreciate you listening and being there. Your energy is helping to heal the universe. And I do appreciate it. And there is so many things that are possible, and it's a good time to just start writing them down and knowing that it's going to manifest, start taking those steps. If you would like to contact me in any way, my website is angelsintuition.com. I've got lots of information on there. I soon will have a link to Shireen's site on there. I'm working on that as we speak. And with that, I would like to say thank you very much, Shireen, for being on. I'm sure I'll be in touch with you soon and see how things are going. With that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and information. Until next time, next year, many blessings and good night.